Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Time Congregation, Mount Zion, at the 12th Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is September 21, 2023. Already the seventh day of Tishri 2027. We will start our first service today with a song.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me. And with His loving hand, He leads the way. And with each breath, I whisper, I adore Thee. Oh, what joy to walk with Him each day. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on. And someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. At times I feel my faith begin to waver. And up ahead I see a chasm wide. If then I turn and look up to my Savior, I'm strong and He is by my side. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me home. He says someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. I trust in Yah, no matter come what may. For life eternal is in His hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me home. And there's some day the last step to be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home.
Prayer, and then we'll have our main sermon. With our prayer starting at Deuteronomy chapter 16, it says, observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, for in the month of Abib, Yahweh, thy Yahweh, brought thee forth out of Egypt by the night. Okay, let's do that again. We know that Yahweh sent His son Yahshua to go with Moses down into Egypt. And Yahshua is that rock in the cloud, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 by Paul. So let's do that again, verse 1, Deuteronomy 16. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Yahshua, the Son. For in the month of Abib, the Son, Yahshua, brought thee forth out of the Egyptian by the... out of the Egypt by the night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Yahshua, because He's there, representing the Lamb, thy Redeemer of the flock and the herd, and the place which the Yahweh, which Yahshua shall choose to place His name there. This is Yahshua. He chose to place His name right there. But then it was coming out of Egypt. Thou shalt eat no unleavened bread with it 7 days, shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in the haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificed the first day that even remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, giveth thee. But at the place where the Yahshua shall choose to place his name, and there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of the Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place where the Yahshua, thou say a Redeemer, shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go unto thy tent. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly unto the Yahshua. Thou shalt do no work therein. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn, and thou shalt keep the feast of the weeks, which in modern translation it would be the Pentecost, unto the Yahshua thy Redeemer, with a tribute of a freewill offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give unto the Yahshua thy Yahshua, according unto the Yahshua that hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before the Yahshua thy Yahshua, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahshua thy Redeemer has chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Thou shalt observe the feast of the tabernacle 7 days, after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gate. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Yahshua thy Yahweh, the Yahshua thy Redeemer. This is Yahshua conducting this service of the sanctuary. It says, for in the place which the Yahshua shall choose, because the Yahshua thy Redeemer shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands, therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Yahshua thy Redeemer in the place which he shall choose, and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of the Weeks, that's the Pentecost, and in the Feast of the Tabernacles, that's the Atonement. And they shall not appear before the emperor. If anybody comes up to keep the Atonement, which is this coming within 3 days, this coming Sunday, they are to come up and they are to bring a free will offering. They're not to come up empty handed. If they can't do this, then they don't belong. Every man shall give as he is able, according unto the blessing of the Yahweh, Yahshua, thy Redeemer, which he hath given thee. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Yahshua, the Redeemer, giveth thee throughout thy tribes. And they shall judge the people with just judgment. Thou shalt not rest judgment, thou shalt not respect person, thou to take a gift for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Yahshua thy Redeemer giveth thee. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of the Yahshua thy Redeemer, which thou shalt make thee. Neither shalt thou set up any image which Yahshua thy Redeemer hateth. There you have it. That's the end of our prayer thought of Deuteronomy chapter 16.
Okay, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 17. Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Yahweh any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish, or any evil favoredness, but that is an abomination of the Yahweh. That if there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Yahweh giveth thee, man or woman that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Yahweh, thy God Yahweh, in the transgression of his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquired diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought in Israel, then shalt thou bring forth that man or that woman which have committed that wicked thing unto thy gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with the stone till they die. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. For the hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of the people. So thou shalt put the evil away from among you. If there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of the controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up into the place which the Yahweh shall choose. And thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And thou shalt do according unto the sentence, which say of that place which the Yahweh shall choose, shall show thee, and thou shalt observe the due according and to all that they inform thee, according unto the sentence of the law, which they shall teach thee. and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not be kind from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand nor to the left. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. All the people shall hear and fear, and do no more presumptuously. And thou art come unto the land which the Yahweh thy Yahweh giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Yahweh shall choose, one from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Yahweh has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives unto himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply unto himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law, and a book out of that which is before the priest the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Yahweh, to keep all the words of this law, and his statutes to fear them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment, and to the right hand or to the left, and to the end that he may prolong his days and his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Let's continue on now reading Deuteronomy chapter 18. For the priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire, and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren, for the Yahweh is their inheritance, as he has said unto them. And this shall be their priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give unto the priest the shoulder, and the two cheeks, and the maw. For the first fruits also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. For the Yahweh hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand and minister in the name of the Yahweh, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, for he sojourn and come with all the desire of his mind, unto the place which the Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Yahweh his Yahweh, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Yahweh. They shall have like portions to eat beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. And thou art come into the land which the Yahweh giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses the divination, or an observer of time, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consultant with the familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. All that do these things are an abomination unto Yahweh. And become of these abominations, and because of these abominations, Yahweh doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Yahweh, thy Yahweh. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of time, and unto diviners, that as for thee, the Yahweh hath not suffered thee to do so. For the Yahweh will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Yahweh in the Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Yahweh, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto thy word, my word, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Well, this is what happened to our last prophet, Verda Sanchez. He spoke lies, and he paid for them with his life in the end. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Yahweh, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. And the Yahweh hath cut off the nation whose land the Yahweh giveth thee. And they also see, this is chapter 19 now, Deuteronomy, verse 2. Now let's go back to verse 1 again. When the Yahweh hath cut off the nations whose land the Yahweh giveth thee, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Yahweh giveth thee to possess. Thou shalt prepare thee a way and divide the coast of thy land, which Yahweh giveth thee to inherit into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither. And this is the case of the slayer which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whosoever killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in time past, as when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetches a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helve, and lieth upon his neighbor, that he die, he shall flee unto one of those cities and live. Thus the avenger of the blood pursue the slayer, while his heart is hot, and overtake him, because the way is long, and slay him. Whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. Wherefore I command thee, sin, thou shalt separate thee three cities for thee. And if Yahweh, thy Yahweh, and Lord thy coast, as he has sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto thy fathers, if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Yahweh and to walk ever in his ways, then shalt thou add three cities more for thee, besides these three, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Yahweh giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally, till he die, and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. And I shall not pity him, that thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which say of old time have said in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Yahweh giveth thee to possess it. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, and any sin that he sinneth at the mouth of the two witnesses, and at the mouth of the three witnesses, shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him, that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the other, before the priest and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he hath thought to have done unto thee. His brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, teeth for teeth, hand for hand, foot for foot. End of chapter 19 of Deuteronomy. Now let's go to Deuteronomy 24. Verse 1. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she found no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorce, and giveth it in her hand, and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that she is defiled, for that is an abomination before the Yahweh, and thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Yahweh giveth thee for an inheritance. When a man hath taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he hath taken. No man shall take the neither are the upper millstone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. A man be found stealing any of his brethren, of the children of Israel, and maketh merchandise of him, or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil away from among you. Take heed in the plague of the leprosy, that thou observe diligently, and do according to all that the priest of Levi shall teach you. As I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what the Yahweh did unto Miriam by the way, after this she will come forth out of Egypt. When thou dost lend thy brother anything, thou shalt not go into his house to fetch his bread. Thou shalt stand abroad, and the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out the bread abroad unto thee. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his bread. In any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment, and bless thee, and it shall be righteousness unto thee before the Yahweh. Thou Yahweh, thou shalt not oppress a hard servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers. Thou art in thy land within thy gates. At his day thou shalt give him his heart. Neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and set his heart upon it. Lest he cry against thee unto the Yahweh, and it be sin unto thee. For the father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the father. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the father, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge, that thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Yahweh thy Yahweh redeemed these things. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheep in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Yahweh may bless thee in all the work of thine hand. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterwards. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. All right, let's go to chapter 25 of Deuteronomy. It says that if there be a controversy between men and they come into judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according unto his fault, by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed. Thus, if he should succeed and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. If brethren dwell together, and one of them die and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her, and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of an husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she bears shall succeed in the name of his brother, which is dead, that his name be not put out of Israel. If a man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up unto the gate. unto the elders and say, my husband's brother refused to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of this city shall call him and speak unto him, and if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him that hath his shoe loose. When men strive together, one with another, and a wife of the one draws therefore to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smite him, and putteth forth her hand and taketh him by the secret, and thou shalt cut off her hand, thine eyes shall not pity her, thou shalt not have any pity on her, thou shalt not have in thy bags thy daughter's with, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thy house divers measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and a just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh giveth thee. For all that do thee such things, and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto the Yahweh. Let's read that again, verse 16. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto the other. Remember what Amalek said, what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when you were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, and even all that were feeble behind thee, and thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not Yahweh. Therefore shall be, when Yahweh hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about the land, which Yahweh thy giveth thee for an inheritance, to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of the Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget it. Alright, chapter 26. Deuteronomy. And it shall be when thou art come into the land which the Yahweh giveth thee for an inheritance, and possesseth it, and dwellest therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Yahweh giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Yahweh shall choose to place his name there, and thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Yahweh, that I am come unto the country which the Yahweh swore unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the bait basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of Yahweh, and thou shalt speak and say before the Yahweh, a Syrian rage of perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation, great, mighty, and popular. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Yahweh of our fathers, Yahweh heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labors and our oppression. And Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place, and has given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, Yahweh, hast given me, and thou shalt sit before the Yahweh, and worship before the Yahweh, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, hath given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithe of thine increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled, and thou shalt say before the other, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, unto the fatherless, and unto the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my morning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead, but I have hearkened to the voice of Yahweh, and have done according unto all that thou hast commanded me. Get down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. This day the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Yahweh this day to be thy Yahweh, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgment, and to hearken unto his voice. And Yahweh hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, and he hath promised thee, and thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations which he hath made in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto Yahweh, thy Yahweh, as he hath spoken. End of Deuteronomy 26. Let's go into Deuteronomy 27. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and this shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which Yahweh thy Yahweh giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law, and thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Yahweh giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Yahweh of thy fathers hath promised thee. Therefore it shall be when ye be gone over Jordan, that you shall set up these stones which I command you this day at Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with the plaster, and there shalt thou build an altar unto Yahweh, an altar of stone, that thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Yahweh of the whole stone, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon upon the Yahweh, unto the Yahweh. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Yahweh. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law, very plainly. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Yahweh, Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of Yahweh, and do his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, He shall stand upon the Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you will come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image an abomination unto the Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he hath uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. End of Deuteronomy 27. Let's go now to Deuteronomy 28. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Yahweh, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Yahweh thy Yahweh will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. For Yahweh shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. For Yahweh shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouse, and all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Yahweh thy hath given thee. Yahweh shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Yahweh and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Yahweh shall make thee a plenteous and good, and the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and the land which Yahweh swore unto thy father to give thee. Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow, and Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, unto the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt thou be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. For Yahweh shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke. And all that thou settest thine hand unto thee unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. For Yahweh shall make the priests the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Yahweh shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Yahweh shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto the kingdoms, all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowl of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. For Yahweh will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerald, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. Yahweh shall smite thee with the madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at the noonday as the blind gropeth in the darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy way. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt be called a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not give thee grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored unto thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with the longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. So if thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see, Yahweh shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore box that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. Yahweh shall bring thee and thy king, which shall sit over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shall thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Yahweh shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall be the locust consumed. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Yahweh, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Yahweh with the joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. For Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of the fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor unto the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Yahweh thy Yahweh hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Yahweh thy Yahweh hath given thee, and the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So if the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give unto any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. For the tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to sit the sole of her foot upon the ground for the delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one, that cometh out from between her feet and toward her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things, secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the glories for thy mercy, thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful man. Let's get verse 58 again. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the glorious, this glorious and fearful name, the Yahweh thy Yahweh. Then the Yahweh will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great, plagues of and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Yahweh bring upon thee, until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of the heaven from multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of Yahweh. And it shall come to pass that as the Yahweh rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, and the Yahweh, so the Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people, from the end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone, and among these nations shalt thou find no ease. Neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling heart and a failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in the doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, with Yahweh it were even, and at even thou shalt say, with Yahweh it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. This brings us in verse 50, so contact us at the 11th hour, call us number 11, click on the audio archive room, close now with the song.